Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Reading from Fazail Ahmad, from the chapter Virtues of the Glorious Quran. Hadith number 20. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Certainly there is always a thing in which people take pride. The glory and pride for my ummah is the Quran. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certainly there is always a thing in which people take pride. The glory and pride for my ummah is the Quran. Now we should think about our own condition. How many of us feel really proud of having memorized the Quran? Does a hafiz earn real respect in our eyes? Alas, our honor and pride is in high university degrees, in big titles, in worldly boast and show, and in wealth, which we will have to leave behind on our death. O Allah, have mercy on us. Amen. Hadith number 21. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu says that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him some advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring the fear and respect of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, because this is the root of all good deeds. I asked him to add something more and he said, stick to the reading of the Quran, because it is a nur in this life and helper for the hereafter. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu says that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him some advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring the fear and respect of Allah Ta'ala in your heart, because this is the root of all good deeds. I asked him to add something more and he said, stick to the reading of the Quran, because it is a nur in this life and a helper of the hereafter. The fear of Allah Ta'ala is the root of all good actions. The person whose heart is filled with the fear of Allah Ta'ala does not do any sin or experience any difficulty. Whoever fears Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will make a way out for him from every difficulty and provide him with wealth from where he could not imagine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the houses in which the Quran is read shines for the angels of the heaven, just like how the stars shine for the people of the earth. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu again asked for some advice and was told, stay away from too much of laughter, because it causes the heart to become weak and causes the face to lose its nur. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu asked for more advice and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stay with the poor and the needy, be friendly with them and sit with them. When Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu again asked for more advice, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look at those who are poorer than you. That means, so that you may be thankful. And do not look at those who are richer than you yourself, otherwise you will not appreciate the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon you. When Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu again asked for some more advice, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let your own faults stop you from blaming others, and do not try to find fault with others, because you do those faults yourself. It is enough to prove you guilty that you should find in others such fault which you yourself have, though you may not be aware of them, and that you should find in others such sins which you do yourself. After this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam patted the chest of Abu Zar radiallahu anhu with his loving hands and said, O Abu Zar, there is no wisdom better than being careful, no piety better than staying away from haram, and no honor better than polite manners. Reading from the Kitab Mu'asharat, Islamic Social Etiquette. Etiquette of parking. Number 1. Vehicles should be parked in designated areas. Avoid parking in a disabled parking zone, as this causes inconvenience to the physically disabled and elderly. One should not obstruct other vehicles by parking behind them. Double parking can be a hindrance in an emergency. Number 2. Do not obstruct driveways belonging to others, especially when one is late for Jama'at, Salat, or a program. Always consider other people. Number 3, vehicles should not be parked in loading bays whether one is at a shopping mall or a local CBD. We are inconveniencing the business people and the delivering vehicles by parking in these bays. Number 4, do not obstruct other parking space seekers whilst you wait for a space to open up near the store entrance. If a shopper has loaded his vehicle and ready to leave the parking bay, there is no harm in waiting for him to leave the parking bay. Many people sit in their vehicles near the store entrance anticipating some vehicle to leave and cause congestion and obstruction to other vehicles. Number 5. Center your vehicle in its parking space. Overhanging the parking strips, that's the white line, will tend to crowd the driver adjacent to your vehicle, and this frequently leads to door dings in the paint of the car. Number 6. In small parking lots, individual lanes may be one way. Generally, a painted arrow is found on the road or a signboard indicating the lane is one way. One should abide by all such rules and regulations. One should ensure that he abides by the stop sign and yield sign boards in the parking lots. Number 7. When intending to turn into a parking bay, one should indicate so that the vehicle behind you is aware of your intentions. Many a times the vehicle ahead does not indicate and the driver behind ends up applying dead brakes or even getting involved in an accident. Number 8. One should always park shopping trolleys in designated areas. Do not leave your shopping trolley behind another vehicle as this will inconvenience the owner of the vehicle. Number 9. When finding a parking space, one should not squeeze his vehicle into a narrow space which he knows he is going to have difficulty getting out of or cause inconvenience to one's neighbor. Number 10. One should adhere to the speed limits in parking lots. Number 11. When getting off one's vehicle, one should not swing the door as this may damage the vehicle that is parked adjacently. Exercise caution when opening doors. Number 12. Don't be greedy over a parking space as such behavior causes fights or even accidents. Be courteous.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Discussing the rights of the Quran Sharif, we discussed a few before, and then yesterday we discussed about practicing on the Quran Sharif, and may Allah Ta'ala make that a reality in our lives. And in fact the kitab Anwarus Salat, I think after every Noor, after the 5 chapters, like, there is mentioned that before you proceed, first practice upon this, then you proceed further. So really that is how the Quran should also come into our lives, that we practice upon the Quran Sharif. And before the teaching was like that also, what the students used to learn, they used to practice. Maulana Ashhad, I think it is, of Muradabad, or Maulana Akhlat, he told that before in the Madaris, there was 90% Tarbiyat and 10% teaching. Tarbiyat means how to practice upon deen, which is the Quran Sharif is the basic thing. And slowly the ratio went the other way. And today generally in our Madaris, there is no Tarbiyat, just the teaching. Whereas first, that was the most important, that we practiced upon the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So that is very important that we try and bring those teachings within us. Otherwise, it is like a donkey laden with books. The donkey doesn't benefit anything from all those books. And if we also just load ourselves with knowledge, but we don't practice upon it, so we have to try and practice upon what the Quran Sharif teaches. what Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali said, I must one point there, he said that the people don't only want to hear the Quran Sharif, they don't just want to read the Deen Quran Sharif, they want to see the Quran Sharif. So it's not just a matter of giving lectures, etc., or a matter of reading about the Deen, about the Quran Sharif, but it is that it comes into our lives. And as we mentioned, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they should tell that you become like us. Today, who of us can tell somebody, a non-Muslim, that you must become like me? We can say that I'll tell you what Islam is, I'll tell you the teachings of Islam, but that you must become like me. They had reached that level. Maulana Ibrahim Naiman, who is in Canada, he was here visiting us and he gave a talk to the students, and at the beginning he said that Ana Nasihun Amin, that I'm here to make nasihat to you, and it's an amanat on me. So today really who of us can even say that? That really I am here as giving you advice, and I've got that amanatdari within me. So Allah bless us with these qualities inshallah. Anyway, another great aspect and a great right of the Quran Sharif upon us is to teach the Quran Sharif. At the beginning we mentioned to learn the Quran Sharif. And Allah give us tawfiq that we should be learning also all the time. And when we are reading the Quran Sharif many times, or any other kitab also, questions come to the mind. Then we should try and resolve those questions. That will be a learning process. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that a alim is that person that always has some masala in his mind. He's thinking about this, thinking about that all the time. There must be a masala within us. So that is important. So this year in the Quran Sharif, when we are reading, even if a person is an alim, but many places the meaning is he doesn't understand it, so everyone is not that proficient that you know the meaning and everything of the Quran everywhere. In fact, a ustad who teaches Quran Sharif or any sabak, he has to make mutala. He has to study it first before. It's not that it is there all the time. So when we find something that we don't know the meaning, and now that urge should be in us that I must go and look it up. I must find it out. And mashallah, we have got such ulama that they look it up in various kitabs, everywhere they check up. So that ilmi zawq, may Allah bless us with that also. Then to teach the Quran Sharif is another very important right. The other day I mentioned about the Sheikh Muhammad in the town just above Mombasa. Also I saw Haji Yusuf Rabat, marhum, in Reunion. Also very, very rich man. If it is said that they own half of Reunion, it won't be perhaps an exaggeration. But I saw always after Maghrib, he sits with his children. Until Isha, he's busy letting them learn their sabak, etc. So that is also, at one time I went, I saw he wasn't there, so I asked him. So he said, now my age and my health, but it's getting on at home. So may Allah bless us to be teaching. So one aspect of that is that we sit with our children. And really, those of us who have grown a bit older, if we sit with our children, with the excuse of teaching them, but we will be learning from them. Because those days, there wasn't a thing like Tajweed wasn't taught, Maharij were not correct, etc. But today, Alhamdulillah, to a very great extent, these things, little children. In fact, who was saying that a Jamaat came from Kuwait, I think most probably. So they went to some madrasa, and a class 3, so they are about, 8 years or so, round about that age. And when they heard the children, they said, in our country, the big people can't read. These children must come and teach the big people there. So today, Alhamdulillah, the standard is very, very good. And the children read so correctly. So if we sit with them, we will learn from them. And this is very important that this learning process carries on. And if we make this, even if it is half an hour, it's not much, but even 15 minutes, but But we have a class at home. Our house will become a madrasa. And all the great virtues that are related with learning, teaching of Quran, Sharif, Deen, that will come in our house. If we have a zikr for about 5 minutes, our house will become a khanqah. In our house, we teach about Deen and everything. It will become a markaz, tabligh-e markaz. We can make our house all this. And just a little bit of effort in this direction. So this is all very important to teach the Quran Sharif. So one is that we sit with our children, and then those who are more proficient, they should teach even more. But at least with our children, today for extra maths or language, how much don't we do? But for our deen, for the Quran Sharif, we don't pay that attention. So the teaching of the Quran Sharif is also a very, and what a great reward there is for learning. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrukum, the best amongst, and who is saying it? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ta'allama al-Quran aw allama. One riwayat, or wa allama, that a person who teaches or learns. And in one narration, person who teaches and learns also. From that narration we learn, we should be teaching and we should carry on learning also all the time. And from the other narration, either we are learners or we are teachers. But the Quran Sharif, that we engage ourselves with the learning and teaching of the Quran Sharif. So this teaching must be at that level also. For imams in the masjid, a very good thing also, which is happening in quite a few places, that every, at least once a week, for about 15 minutes, say before Isha, according to the season, so after Isha, then you sit with the, we have a halqa, like in Masjid Nabawi, mashallah, they have so many halqas now, where they are teaching, so we have a halqa, and then we encourage the people to come and sit there, and learn there. And it's very important also that we come to the people according to their level, and we don't make them feel shy, because they will be shy to read, etc. And this happens in Jamaat also. Muzakra of the Surah Fatiha from Alam Tara, they are reading, but there also the object of it is just that we become conscious. It's not a class there. It's just that we become conscious. And then on our own, when we go back, we should have that within us, that we go and learn from somebody. And that person teaches us. So the teaching of the Quran Sharif is also one very, very great thing. One form which is not exactly teaching is also that we sponsor a student to be taught. That is also, but actually we ourselves, we should also be teaching. And then at every level, whether it is right from the takhti, the huruf, the alphabets we are teaching, and then teaching the basics, and we go on further, and we are teaching then Quran Sharif, we are teaching hifz, qiraat, and then further tafsir, etc. So that also, everyone according to what Allah has given him, we should be imparting it. One time, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, said that every alim, at least how much he has learned, he must teach one person that again. To teach one person again that. So not only the Quran Sharif, but Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, said everything. That teach somebody. What you Allah gave you, pass it on. And that is how deen has reached us. Other people, they passed it on to the upper generations, coming down, it came to us. So the teaching of the Quran Sharif is also very important, and a very important aspect of deen. If Allah wishes, we'll speak a little bit more on that. But this is also, each one of us consider, that have I taught somebody in my life, even a little bit? Have I done that responsibility of teaching Quran Sharif, whichever level it may be? We sit with somebody, teach him Surah Ikhlas. Sit with somebody, teach him Surah Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. One thing we have taught a person, and especially when we go in Jamaat, we have great opportunity to teach a person, and may Allah make us all conscious and we work on it, that many of our brothers are very good in Quran Sharif. Then there are many others that are very weak. So if we can pair up, or something can be done, and we can be learning and teaching. One time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You will punish a certain nation, that why are they not learning from the neighboring nation?" And he said, I'll punish that nation, why are they not teaching the other nation? So all of us must become conscious, those who know, to teach those who don't know. Those who don't know, to go to those who know. And if we learn here, then we even correct one alphabet, or we learn the alphabet, it will be a very great achievement. But to be learning and to be teaching, and the basic kitab, the Quran Sharif. And for we know for other things, that we, how we go to one another, we find out what is this. As somebody had said, to apply for, in those days, nowadays it's different, is giving an example of those days. To apply for a passport is a straightforward form. Everyone can do it himself. Or many other things also. But you make sure you go to somebody. That how to fill it in. Or see if I filled it in right. Quran Sharif is the most important. That we give it its importance. That am I reading correctly? To correct it, may Allah first of all give me tawfiq. And that this is not just a matter of filling space and time, but that really we bring it into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq.